You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. We are so fortunate tonight to have myself, Patricia Eltage, and Andy Shaw available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Again, the number is 323-203-0815. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the WAN Institute. The WAN Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information on any of the WANT Institute services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. Tonight we have Patricia Eltage and we have Andy Shaw as our co-hosts, and we'd love to have some people call in with some questions so you can get a man's perspective as well. Patricia and Andy, are you available to say hello?
Yes, indeed.
Hello, hello.
Hello. So, Andy, I know that you just join us once a month. You're going to be a regular guest. Can you tell us a little bit so the audience knows a little bit about your background?
So I started Pat Allen in 2013 after a friend of mine recommended her to me. And within about 7 months, I started working with you. And quite frankly, you changed my life. I've been preaching it ever since.
And Patricia, can you tell the audience a little bit about how you got connected with Dr. Pat?
Yes, after USC and the School of Natural Healing and the Technology of Change where I've studied, I then about 30 years ago, after all of that, I found Dr. Pat Allen and continued with my continuing education and became a colleague and collaborator. And she wrote the foreword to my book called The Dream Class, Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself.
Yeah, both Patricia and Andy are facilitators under the WAN Institute. Patricia does life scripts, private coaching, and she's great at couples and negotiation. And Andy's hoping to start up some men's groups, and if possible, some private sessions, and he might specialize helping the men. Andy, what would you specialize in? Do you want to work basically with men or women or both, or you don't care?
I'll work with whoever wants to change.
Okay, good answer. So, again, we hope to get some calls. Our call-in number, again, is 323-203-0815. So, as you know, Dr. Allen started this radio show many, many years ago, and we've been carrying the message. Dr. Allen's still alive and kicking. She does have some ladies' groups that she's been doing for the past couple of years. Unfortunately, the ladies keep returning, so the spots do not become available. I currently offer a drop-in ladies' group that I offer 3 to 4 times a month. If you want information, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com or 949-723-0338. If you want information on Patricia Eltage or Andy Shaw services, you can also contact me and I will send them over to whichever coach you prefer. So Andy or Patricia, do you wanted to share anything about Dr. Allen's messages that the audience may find entertaining and a learning lesson?
Go ahead, Andy.
I use her language most frequently. I used it today, in fact. Listening for emotional words and the rational words and guiding those who are open to changing the energy when you're speaking. And that is probably the quickest way to a healthy relationship. And becoming aware of that is also just the biggest, for me at least, kicker to know what you're doing and why you're doing it. Then you can make decisions based on that information.
How has Dr. Allen's material helped you in your love life and in your everyday work life or general everyday life?
Well, according to my coworkers, I'm highly technical.
Are you a computer nerd?
I am. But I'm also a computer nerd in words.
Okay.
Words matter to me. What you say matters to me. Not so much in how you say it, because there's a line in her book that says, if your son is saying, yes, mom, or yes, mom, if written on a blank sheet of paper, it's still just yes, mom.
So the tones and gestures. Yeah, you're talking about.
Yeah.
Tones. Yeah.
So I just try and listen to the words themselves and the actions and then help others see what they may or may not see in themselves and others. And I've never really gotten a bad reaction from it.
That's great. What about you, Patricia? What words of wisdom can you share with the audience?
Oh, so many. So
give us a few.
I also
get some callers. We'd love to get some callers. Go ahead.
Yeah, we will. And people who have called in the past, we'd like to get an update on how things are going. So please do call in and give us reports. Even if you're not having an issue, we want to hear your progress. Anyway, I want to mention Dr. Pat's book, Getting to I Do, for new listeners out there who don't know it. Getting to I Do is really the definitive book on healthy relationships, how to get into healthy relationships, and how to maintain them through excellent and rational communication. And that's what the whole crux of the WANT Institute is about, is rational communication. And another thing that Dr. Pat always emphasized in there, and she mentions a book called The Invisible Partners, and the subtitle is How the Male and Female in Each of Us Affects Our Relationships. And that's by John Sanford, for those who want to look that up. But this is what we are doing, is understanding our masculine and feminine energies so that we can dance with our partner and not box with them.
Oh, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia, myself, Sue, and Andy. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, thank you. I have a question for Mr. Andy Shaw.
Okay.
And yeah, I was wondering a man's thought perspective on when he is ready to have a family and a wife, and if he has a timeline of the decision he has while he's dating, or something that he picks up as the woman wants that too.
A man will tell you when he wants to do something. What I recommend for you, though, is to do the relationship contract. And the reason I say that is it covers time, space, money, and play. It covers I, we, and us, I as you alone, we as you and him, us as you, him, and anybody else on the planet. And what it will also help you do is decide what your boundaries are. How long do you want to give this person? In the book, Pat talks about not giving anybody more than 12 months, 1 year. You can do more, just know what you're doing and why you're doing it. So when a man wants to marry you, he'll tell you, and he might tell you on the first date.
Okay, I got it. Understand. So that discussion is something that both parties have to be willing to talk about, because it's like a long discussion. Sometimes they don't want to talk about that.
Which is also very telling. So That's why it's most important for you to know yourself first. So that relationship contract, just so you know, is done separately because the yang person, whoever has the most masculine energy, tends to take over the conversation. So you do it separately, apart from each other. And then are you the feminine or are you the masculine energy in this relationship?
Feminine.
Okay. So in these contracts, you would write out what you do not want first, then what you do want. It took me 40 years to learn that, but by the time I did, it was very, very helpful. So women know what they want by knowing what they don't want. And then once you try to ask for that conversation using, like, you know, the stroke and stand and the five-step cleanup, those tools out there, that way you're not barging into his emotional brain, you get an idea of where you stand. So, I don't know, did you ever see that YouTube video with the class online?
Yeah.
It's on our website, Dr. Pat Allen. It's Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. She teaches the tools and also the negotiation contract item sheet. It's available for free viewing.
Yeah, there's a point there where they're talking about how much times they want to have sex. And he said 7, she said 3, and he said 7 again, and she said goodbye. So all of a sudden, 3 was okay. And I tell that story because if you don't know where your line is, you don't have a line. And it looks like people are taking advantage of you, but they're just not getting to a line that doesn't exist.
Let me ask the caller, are you with a dating a man that you want marriage and he's not signaling you or giving you information he wants marriage?
I'm just thinking as I date more people how to approach these subjects.
How to approach these subjects? You tell people up front when you're dating and going online and everything what your goals in life are. I want to be a married person. And what about you? And you'll see if somebody is in that same mindset as you. You can say that right up front what your goals are. People say it. I'm looking to be in a relationship, monogamous, long-term, continuous relationship. Leading towards marriage.
And you can even tell them your timeline, like within the next year, within the next 2 years. That way you will weed out all the men that possibly don't want to be married. So it may lower your dating pool, but you'll get rid of the people that are not serious about wanting to get married. So you won't waste your time.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Okay, thank you.
Please don't waste your time. Please go after the man you want or let the man chase after you rather than the man that's easy to have. Because the man that's easy to have will waste 20 years of your life.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, caller. I have somebody called in. We wanted to get some feedback. There was I'm going to read an email I got from one of the listeners. She says, Pat Allen, here is my talk. She says, Dr. Pat, you are the God's chosen loving angel. You helped me getting married after 20 years of no relationship. One of your graduates, Dr. Azita Sayon, and her husband, Mr. Gregory Morgan, saved my life by their workshops, and you made me whole by mentoring, coaching, teaching, leading into recognizing my femininity and coming into peace with it. I had 4 phone sessions with you, and I once came to California and had the honor of being in one of your monthly meetings in a hotel and hugging you. I listened to your LA Talk Radio every night, and I sleep listening to your angelic voice. I have listened to some of them few times from 2015 until the last one, and I still do. Every time I am listening to your program, I learn something new. Kelly is great and has a soothing and happy voice, too. She is a joy to listen to. I love your wisdom and your sense of humor, and I have read your books and recommended them to whomever I meet. Sometimes I buy them and give them to others as a gift, as they make great gifts. You have transformed my life, and I am happy now with my husband of almost 6 years and with my new discovery femininity. You are my borrowed mother, sister, and friend. God bless you, and Pat is God for me. And then she says her name. I don't know if she wants to be anonymous, but I do know this lady. I've talked with her before, a very nice lady. So we thank her for her testimonial regarding Dr. Pat. So,
and there are hundreds. We have hundreds, yes, of those.
We just mentioned sometimes people call in. Maybe I did get the email, and I hope she's listening. We appreciate that, and thank you for spreading the word. And Dr. Pat is going to be 90 years old in September. She is still alive and kicking and being ornery, but however, her hearing has become a little hard, so she can't read lips on the radio. So she has asked me to carry the torch, and with me, I take along Patricia Eltage, Andy Shaw, and Kelly Ward as my coaches to carry on with the Dr. Allen's messages.
Carry the message. We will carry on.
The call-in number is 323-203-0815. I don't know if we cut you off earlier before, Patricia. Were you finishing talking about...
No, I don't remember.
I know. The callers come in and we don't really get a
Absolutely.
Chance.
We take the callers.
We take the callers. I was just sharing, I had my ladies group today. It went very well. I had a new lady in it, and she contacted another one of her friends, and she's new to Dr. Allen's book, and I gave her some pointers. You know, the book is good, but my class, I help incorporate more of the teachings, tell you what to do, what not to do, the reasons why, and I have it offering so you can keep continuing, and I can see your progress. And then I also do privates. Patricia does privates, and Andy's going to start doing privates. So, and we're very reasonably cost. We are like your guide, but we do insist you do the work, because we can teach you the material and tell you what to do and what not to do, but you ultimately have to do the work. With that, doing the work seems to be hard for most of the women. And I'm just going to say, because it's a new behavior, what is your input, both of you, on, you know, they're afraid to do this work. It's too foreign. And they honestly like to continue the way they are, but they want a different result. What's your intake on that, if somebody was to hear this?
Go ahead, Patricia.
Well, you know, the human species does not like change. Animals in general don't like change. But when people want to have flourishing lives, they're willing to go through some discomfort to change in order for their lives to flourish. So you're looking at the outcome and we're willing to walk over the coals to get to the other side. And that's the crux of it right there, is like, let's do what's necessary so that our lives can blossom and flourish and really get what we want out of life and not just exist. And that's what we're looking for, is we can have flourishing lives and get the most out of life.
Thank you. Andy, let me ask you, with a lot of that, you know, we tell them the material and they continue to say, I'll try. And then they come back and they're still, I'll try. And they know the material, but they're not really willing to take the risk. What would you know about the try talk? What's your input on this, when ladies want to change, but they're not doing the work?
So I'm going to caveat this with just human beings and not just ladies, because talking to my coworker today, and I like to say, try to touch your nose. And of course, nobody ever does, right? So if you're not going to try, or if you're trying to touch your nose, you're not succeeding, try to do whatever, insert the blank here. You're not going to do that either. So either do it or don't do it. But I have two thoughts on that. One of which is, I read something a while back, and Pat Allen said something about it too, is that we do what we do because we know we can survive doing it. And for me in particular, my experience is that we don't do what we do because because I'm fearful that other people are going to chastise me. I know right now I have a family unit, I can survive, and I can thrive. I'm fatter than I want to be, I want to get skinnier, and this is part of it, right? It's change behavior. So I actually went through and got permission. I didn't need it, but I asked for it anyways. You know, if I don't eat your food, are you going to be okay with that? Am I going to offend anybody? And nobody said, do what you need to do. So the other thing is, there's a book on mastery, and Atomic Habits.
I like that book. I read that. That's great.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's that how we think we're supposed to go, which is like a 5% increase per month or whatever, and then how we actually go, which is far less. And there's a valley of disappointment between where we think we should be and where we started to where we are. And if you do the math on that, it's about 260 days. 260 days, 8 months of disappointment, and then all of a sudden you're where you imagined you'd be, but further along. And the mastery book says, if you want to master anything, get used to the plateau. Get used to being disappointed. Get used to waking up, doing what you need to do, no matter if you see results or not. And then there's this massive step that happens one day. And then you're on the plateau again for a long time. And then these massive steps. But you don't get the steps unless you're willing to do the plateau. And so
I might add to... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
The last thing is it falls into, at least for me, the drivers, the be perfect, right?
Please tell us those. Yeah. Go over those with the audience.
I was going to pull up on the website here real quick.
Okay. Be perfect. Be perfect. Try harder. And
yeah, so be perfect, try harder, please others first, and be strong. And if you got number one, you got all five. So what are those? Those are cancer-causing behaviors. They're going to kill you. And I was definitely on that path. The allowers are be excellent instead of be perfect. Just because you don't get 100% doesn't make 99% invaluable, right?
Yes.
Try harder, no one enough is.
Yes.
I have 2.3, that's okay. I'm okay where I'm at. The hurry up and work easy thing, probably need more information on. Please others first. I like, please self first, please yourself, which sounds selfish.
That's true. I hear that a lot.
And is probably the biggest complaint I hear, myself included, because people are people pleasers.
Yes.
And I'm getting a new job because I can't please other people without killing myself.
Yeah, are you a people pleaser and then you find out you don't get anything back in return?
Oh, my God. I'm what I like to call a recovering wuss. The last one's be strong. Be strong means you like a lot of control, but it also means you don't get new information. So be open.
Okay.
And I'll stop right there.
Good. That's
the other thing I want to add here. I want to add to this is the old adage of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So that is about our intention. If now in this show, we're talking about relationships and getting partnered and married. So It's the intention. You start with your intention. I want to be married. I want to have a loving partner where we have equitable exchange of energy. So that's an intention, and that's the first step towards your goal, is having that intention.
That's a good point too.
And then the steps are coming to the One Institute and learning the tools to take the next steps and learn the communication tools next. But you start with the intention, then you go and learn how to do it.
And then you do the work, and then hopefully you progress and you learn and you become married and you learn Dr. Allen's material and you live happily ever after.
And you get along with your partner without major conflicts. So that's the whole point. And her other book, after getting to I Do, her next book, which is no longer in print, but it is out there, is Staying Married and Loving It. But that's why people stick around with us, so that even when they get what they want, they have to learn how to keep what they got.
I just want to let the audience know, we have the book available. Getting to I Do came out on Audible. It's available on Amazon. I know a lot of people had asked for it. We have it out and available. So if you want to check out Amazon and purchase her audiobook version of Getting to I Do, it is currently available. And I think the cost is $14, something like that, $14.95. So it's reasonable. So that's a piece to share as well for the audience out there. Any topics you wanted to talk about? I've been doing most of the topic conversations. Is there anything you want to let the audience know that you know is valuable, a lesson for them of Dr. Allen's teaching that would help them in some way with their relationship, if not just listening to our radio show?
For me, it's the contract. I have a book dedicated solely to the contract and my boundaries. And that was
wonderful
and scary as hell to enforce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of having personal boundaries and knowing what works for you and what areas you're willing to negotiate too.
Yeah, and I've got to say something, that book, Staying Married and Loving It, I know it's out of print, and I will admit I avoided it for 5 years.
Oh, really? Why? Because you're not married?
Because I wasn't married. I didn't think it applied to me. I'm like, whatever.
Oh.
I don't need.
Oh, okay. Did you ever?
It applies to you if you're in a relationship, and that's how to stay in the relationship.
I kept seeing it on your table. I'm like, okay, well, I better just read this thing so I know, have a clue about what the heck this thing says.
And what did you gain from it?
It has fantastic communication tools.
Yes.
I've had my best books, I PDF them just so I can look at them over and over again and search things. So then that's
they're wonderful reference books. They're really wonderful. People have these books forever. They mark them. They put post-its in the pages that pertain to their stuff. And people use their reference books that you continually use. You don't sit there and read it like a novel. These are real reference books.
That's true. I want to add some other questions people ask me. When people, and this might kick off into you, Patricia, I had a lady tell me that every relationship that she gets into, she ruins it because she becomes too needy, her past traumas, she's even afraid to be vulnerable. And, you know, the list goes on about she's doing her best to be in a relationship, but because of what happened in the past, she's too afraid or too needy, or she pushes people away. What would you say about there? Because there's a lot of people like that. I hear them all the time. What could they get?
One of my specialties.
Yes.
One of my specialties is trauma work. And to do the life script, and the life script work is crucial to getting past your past. And that's what I really love to do, is get down and dirty with people's past and And it's a wonderful experience to really break through to be able to have a flourishing life and not let your past control your future.
That's true. So Patricia's available, and that takes about sometimes an hour and a half session. She gives you some
forms. After you do the homework, we send out a questionnaire, 27 questions. Some people do it in an evening, but some people take 2 weeks to do it, or some people have taken a month to do it, because it's heavy to look at these questions and really answer them about your past. It's a wonderful exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all carry trauma and stuff from our parents, churches, cultures that we carry into relationships. So it's, once you're aware of that, you can rewrite your script. You'll never be able to completely forget it, but once you're aware, you can change that script to have a better outcome, different than the one you've been continually going through over and over, expecting a different result. I also have people that, you know, there's been a lot of trauma, and they're afraid to be vulnerable, and they're stuck. And they're seeing EMDR people, they're doing this and that, and they're just stuck because they're afraid to move forward. I'm assuming it's a safety mechanism to keep them safe.
It is. It's the behaviors that got you this far. At least they were survival mechanisms when you were young, but those behaviors don't allow you to progress and have a thriving future. So by cleaning this stuff up that holds you back, you can have a thriving future and getting more out of life that you want. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, because I get a lot of information, people sending me emails. A lot of the ladies throw their disappointment and, I'm not saying anger, but this guy doesn't do it, da 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 da. They want the guy to date them a certain way that they're comfortable with. And I tell them, I can't teach these men. I can teach you. You know, men are going to be the way they are, but we teach you how to stay grounded in your femininity. And like Andy said, set healthy boundaries. And the bad guys that don't appreciate your healthy boundaries will go away. But these women actually, you know, there's a lot of angry women out there. Tell me both of your inputs on, you know, the anger of the angry women out there, where they're mad at that boyfriend and they carries over to every other guy they meet.
Well, a lot of them become man haters because of their past traumas or their past experiences, or even their role models, what they witnessed, how their parents related. So this is what we want to unravel, and so that we can create a life that is by your own design. And that's where the beauty of learning these tools, so you can have changes of behavior that allow you to recreate your script, so to say, recreate new patterns.
No. Andy, you're a man. Have you experienced women that have been very in their masculine and have basically confronted you and gotten to their masculine? And if so, how would you help them if they came to you for coaching to go more into their feminine? What words of wisdom would you approach them with to start with?
I start with the rules of engagement, which is basically, are you willing to sit here and talk no matter how uncomfortable it gets? And if the answer is no, then I say you're not ready. Because you can't get better unless you're willing to talk about things.
Okay. And talk about things would be talk about their past or talk about them wanting to change. People always want to change, but then when you tell them how to change, they fight you with it.
Most people like me. Want other people to change?
I know. I that's what I'm talking about. I hear that all the time. And then they come up with, well, I thought I was supposed to tell the guy, make him wait before I accept a date. And I would say, who told you that? And they're like, I don't know. I'm going, well, I don't know where they're getting this information.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, there's a lot of so-called rules out there that people think are good, but they aren't. We help people be welcoming and inviting, and we aren't teaching people to be man haters, and on the other account, not to be women haters. So
yes,
we want to bring people together and learn how to come together with rational behavior and rational communication. And we have the tools to teach you.
I have a couple of ladies that, you know, one of them was in a bad marriage, and I've been guiding her. She found a great man, but as all of us, he's got a little bit of insecurities that she's waffling with. And I said, dear, you're waffling with low self-esteem. He finds you as you're, why did you pick me? So everybody brings stuff into the relationship that you work through. There are no perfect people. And Pat talks about the blemished. I get some ladies that are just serial daters, you know, and it's Pat in the white socks. What would you tell these ladies about going from date to date to date to date?
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Well, you're not going to find a perfect person because there hasn't been one created yet. So even the Navajo Indians knew that, and that's why they always left one stitch amiss in their Indian blankets, because they recognized that there was only the Great White Spirit was perfect, but not us humans.
Yeah.
So thinking of that concept, there's no perfect human, let alone a perfect man or a perfect woman. And we work with people, and that's what we teach, to negotiate, saying what your boundaries are, what you like or don't like, and learning to accept people for how they are, and asking them if they're willing to adjust a behavior that hurts your feelings or something. But that's where the communication comes in. If they say or do something that offends you or hurts your feelings, then of course we're going to say something and teach, have them learn to express how not to do that. But if they're saying, I don't like guys who wear baseball caps, that's a turnoff for me. Well, guess what? That can be negotiated. Either you learn to accept a guy who wears baseball caps, because trust me, I've heard that one. Or
yeah,
you accept him because he has other great qualities, and maybe he doesn't like exposing his balding head, and that he's more comfortable wearing baseball caps. Or you can say, darling, would you mind not wearing baseball caps? I appreciate that you like your baseball cap, but would you not mind not wearing it to my parents' house for dinner? So there's ways to get around baseball caps or white socks. That's just a persona. That's clothing. That can be modified, for goodness sake.
That's the doctor. Right. When she talks about if he's 51% valuable. And we hope
on the worst days, mind you, on the worst days.
You know, I mean, we can all pick people apart. So, but if you want to be mated or married, you're going to have some flaws in the other person. And I'm sure he's going to see some flaws in you. So, Andy, with what Patricia said, do you have anything about the perfect people and the serial daters, and goes into that he's not good enough?
Well, as a guy who's had probably 15 surgeries and scars from my head to my ankles, you won't find any perfect people in this house. Well, what you will find is some very excellent, you know, beautiful-hearted people.
Yes.
And some of the questions I think people don't ask themselves or don't ask them enough is, what does long-term success look like? What does having a good day look like? What does having a good moment look like? Do I feel good with this person?
Yes.
Am I okay? Am I safe? And the looks can melt away to some degree if the feelings are there. but you don't get those unless you're willing to put in the work, put in the plateau.
One thing Dr. Allen used to always say is, after someone, let's say you are partnered with somebody in long term, all of a sudden they really don't see you anymore in that they see your spirit. They see the spirit beneath the physical body.
Yes.
When you really love someone, you see their soul. You love who they are inside. And that's what we're looking for in a partner, somebody who really sees us and that we can really see them. But it's not the outside. It's the inside job.
Sometimes I just ask, you know, what don't you like? What are your quirks? What do you not like of others? And then if they're willing to tell me, okay, you mentioned four things. I do two of them. are you willing to work on this? You know, what are you willing to negotiate on? And having those conversations is crucial to success.
That's
and
true.
And that's called rational communication.
And
that's what we do.
Yes, because, yeah, that's true. So with that, all of these services that we've been talking about, if you want to email me, I can guide you to what I think is best to start with at the One Institute, and then I can set you up. You may have preferences with Patricia, myself, or Andy. We all do a great job, but, you know, you have to resonate with whoever's your guide. Some people, you know, love me. Some people say I'm a little harsh. That's just, maybe they're not in the place to hear the message yet, and they're still guarded. That's just the way that Dr. Allen's stuff is. You'll hear little bits at a time. So, Andy, if anybody wanted to hire you, what would one of your strong points be? And tell us a little bit about your services, what you want to teach people, and your approach.
That was a lot. I'm not sure I can remember all that.
Yeah. If a lady came to you and said, I can't pick any great guys, whatever, I am feminine, I look beautiful, I dress beautiful, but I just can't get good guys, what would you say to her? How would you take that information? What would your first steps be?
Well, first is eye contact, right? Those 5 seconds. Oh, my gosh, I feel so nervous. I want to close my eyes after two.
Well, I don't like doing that. I don't like doing that is what they usually say, because that's being vulnerable.
And do you want to be single or do you want to be vulnerable?
Okay. So you confront them. Yeah.
There's a path to get to what you want. And some of those paths are going to be uncomfortable. And if you maybe, you know, identify, well, you've done all these things, and but that's not what guys look at. So those are not really a value for that particular thing. You know, what might you be willing to do over here?
Mm-hmm.
And you know you want to get from point A to point B. There's only so many paths to get there. Or the very, very long way, just go about the entire around the world and come back the direction, which is what the paths are on right now. You know, what is the price tag you're willing to pay? And if you're not willing to pay the price, be a little uncomfortable, be a little vulnerable, while still being safe. It's not a very deep relationship.
That's a good answer. Yeah. Patricia, do you have any, we're getting ready to the closing. Do you want to share a little bit about your approach to your way of coaching?
Well, I love getting down and dirty with people. And I like, I always like a straight, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. So I'm very direct. And I really like to hold up a mirror to someone and reflect back to them so they really see themselves and what they're doing. And how their behavior is actually how their behavior is holding them back. And then what behaviors can we replace with behaviors that are holding you back? So that's one reason why I love to do the life scripts. And I love doing the dream work. Again, my book is The Dream Class by Patricia L. Tinge. And the dream work is getting to your own subconscious mind, because the dreams are a direct link from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind. So that's one of my favorite things to do too.
Yeah. And as far as my approach is, I help women. My specialty is getting them out and dating, keeping them in their femininity, and I guide them through dating. You know, they come to me and they want help on, you know, this guy said this and this and that. I help them stay feminine and vulnerable, which is a big one, and duty dating. Let's don't put all of our energy into one man. That's over-focusing. I need you to go out on at least 3 dates so you can pick the best man. We're, you know, you'll find out what you like in that one, what don't like. And so you kind of build the man of your dreams by going out with a lot of men. So you know what you want in a man and you know what you don't want in a man. So with that, you folks, we're running out of time. We're going to be back next week. And
yep. I want to say anyone out there who is, if we do straight and gay, so anybody out there, whatever your orientation is, I do work with people from all orientations.
This material works for all genders. It's masculine and feminine, and that can be in men or women, gays, lesbians, whatever. Dr. Allen's material is open to everybody.
The communication tools are the same, and yep. We just have to learn how to get along and love one another.
Andy, do you want to say any closing words for the audience?
I would say that if this at all interests you, if you want to change any single bit, at least try once. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Good point of view. Okay, this was a great talk. Patricia and Andy, and we look forward to having the audience give us a call in with your questions or listen in. And again, on our website, we have a great video, Chemistry, Compatibility, and Communication. It's like 45 minutes long, but it's Dr. Allen teaching it in a class. It goes all over all of her tools, all of her charts, all of her material, and it's got a lot of great information. And then our book is available on Amazon, Getting to I Do. And call the office if you want some help communicating. And our communication tools are good for families, work situations, and in relationships. www.drpatallen.com. And email is info@drpatallen.com. And 949-723-0338. So I want to say goodbye and thank you for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.